Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
From Jen Hobby, whose quest to meet Chelsea Handler this week has not gone as well as we had hoped.
Oh, no.
Well, the trail has run a little cold, I think. But yeah, I would love to meet and hang out with Chelsea Handler. She's going to be here this weekend. She's got actually two shows at the Fox on Sunday night. Excuse me. She has an 8 p.m. show that sold out, so now there's a 5 o'clock show. And I have heard from a lot of Bert Show listeners, but none that can really help me find her. Just a whole bunch of them that say, we feel the exact same way as you do, and we totally want to be her best friend. So if you get a chance to hang out with her, then will you call us and we'll come and meet you and we'll all have drinks before the show and it'll be so much fun. We'll all be BFFs forever. That's what most of the emails said.
Right. We were really hoping some of you guys would know somebody that knows somebody that would be really influential in Chelsea Handler's circle. Mm-hmm. So somehow, some way, we could get Jen a face-to-face with Chelsea this weekend. And it just hasn't panned out that way yet.
And I've gotten a couple of emails from people who had some strong leads, but no follow-ups from them. So they reached out to the people that they knew, that they thought either worked for her or worked closely with her or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard any follow-up. So it's probably that they haven't heard anything from their contacts. So it's still, I mean, there's still, you know, a few days to get this done. And I'm hoping that she'll be in town by Sunday. So, you know, I could take her to my favorite brunch spot and we could just hang out, get some food, you know, have some of those grapefruit rosewater martinis at Cafe de Sol and just like chill out and like become best friends. Because that's how I see it happening.
Professionally, there's nobody at the venue that we know because there's usually like somebody of a somebody that we
know. I don't know anybody at the Fox.
We know people, but she's not responsive to them because she sold out both shows.
Both are sold out?
Mm-hmm. There's a few tickets left for 5 o'clock, but for the most part, sold out.
So she doesn't need to do any promotion.
Mm-hmm. She's at Outright Bookstore on Sunday.
I did get a couple emails about that because she's going to do a book signing. So I can try to go there, but that's going to be crazy packed. And that's no place to make best friends.
They were working with Tracy. They were hustling to make something happen there, but...
I mean, maybe you could have some herbal tea with her at Outright, you know, because they have a whole bar there. You can have tea and coffee.
Well, I have a little experience.
Chelsea doesn't drink tea.
From a guy that has a little experience in this area, I think it would probably be a good idea for you to go down to Outright just to be there, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
But see, Bert,
it's the same way. It's the same thing that happened with me and Sanjay. When we met initially, I knew where he was going to be, and I was at the same time. And then, you know, you fast forward 6 months, and now we're like best friends.
And now he like doesn't know who you are.
I see him every day.
You don't even believe yourself.
Do you see him in person every day?
Yeah, I see him in person every day.
So you can reach out and touch him.
The television screen doesn't count.
I mean, there's a screen in between the two of us, but yeah, I can touch him, and I have.
See,
you
that's
know that brush his cheek. You know
if
that.
We brush his, oh my God!
I give him some butterfly kisses.
Oh God!
Eskimo kisses with our lashes.
I mean, if we are destined to be best friends, then I can't be a fan. Like, I'm not a super fan. Like, I'm not going to stand in line for an autograph at a book signing because then she'll see me as a fan and not a friend. Duh.
Can't you just be happening to be shopping at Outright, which is where you normally go to shop for all your books? And then, what a surprise. Chelsea's here also.
You're buying me a gift at Outright.
Yes. See, I have this friend who's gay.
Baby wise.
She'll be looking at me like,
Yeah, sure.
Wink, wink.
It doesn't feel like to me like Chelsea, although she is a celebrity for sure, that she's not like... an untouchable celebrity. Like, it shouldn't be as difficult as this has been this week. I mean, it's really not like we're talking about Oprah.
Where have you been living?
I mean, she's a big deal. I mean, she's a celebrity.
She's hotter than Oprah right now. Oprah's on her way out.
You out of your mind, girl.
Chelsea is on her way up.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I just heard you guys talking, and I happened to be eating at Flying Biscuit a few weeks ago and saw that they were having all this Chelsea Handler stuff, and they were doing the pre-sale. And so I was like, oh, well, this will save me time. I'll just buy the pre-sale book here. And he goes, okay, congratulations, you're number 5. I had no idea what he was talking about. She's doing a book signing at the bookstore, and if Jen wants to go, she can be my quote-unquote friend and stand in line.
Number 5. So what does number 5 mean?
But that's the same thing. You're just going to be the 5th person in line.
It's not. She was the one that is there. She just invited Jen as a friend. Jen had nothing else to do, so she decided to go with her friend Ashley.
But she's still going to be in line with 100 people, and then Chelsea's going to go, what's your name, Ashley? And then...
Well, the deal with 1 through 5 is that you get to sit in what they term the press area, and they said it was like the little backstage. Mm. You get to sit with the press. You get to hang out with Chelsea. She's going to spend a few more minutes with those people, taking pictures, chatting, drinking coffee.
How do we know?
You are the coolest. Ashley is my new BFF.
And Jen, you get to sit with the media. That is cool.
The real
now,
media.
Hold on a minute.
People
Ashley,
who actually get media passes, not radio people. Us.
Right. Like TV people. Yeah. Like, Ashley, how do we know that you are not doing the same thing that Jen's doing to Chelsea Handler to Jen? Like, what if you just want to hang out? Like, you're like, oh, if I just get around Jen Hobby,
no,
I
want to
be
her. Cool.
I could be her friend.
Nobody wants to do that.
I do want to be Jen's BFF.
We have a media section set up for a daily press conference that Jen Hobby holds.
Jen,
so
that's right.
We'll put you in the top 3 if you want.
That's awesome.
And you got plenty of seats because we send out tons of passes and nobody ever shows up.
That's really weird.
Aww, come on.
Totally helps my self-esteem issues.
Jen, would this be something that you would be interested in? Should I put her on hold? Would you hang out
let
with
me get Yeah, let me get Ashley's number for sure.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, my new BFF.
Awesome.
Okay.
Ashley's
going
to be like, why don't I come over to your house at 6 a.m. We'll get ready together, and I'll help you put lotion on your breasts, and then we'll...
what?
The Bird Show.